cliffcentral.com.
You remember we discussed it on the show yesterday morning. I came on and I said straight away, listen, I put up this picture of, remember the picture of the Women's March?
Yes.
And I said Donald Trump got more fat people walking than Michelle Obama did in 8 years.
But did you actually say that, or was that?
No, it was a meme.
It's the meme.
I didn't.
Those weren't your words.
I don't know how to create a meme.
I mean, you shared the meme. You shared it.
Because it's hysterical. Mm. Not because I don't like Michelle Obama and I didn't think she did a good job. Listen to anything I've ever said about Michelle Obama. I've never said one shit thing about her. You could call me a fanboy of hers and her husband's.
Mm.
But it seems that there is no context. There's no relevance discussed. It's purely, let's find something to manufacture outrage about. So within 2 or 3 hours of us doing the show yesterday morning, I found my, and discussing it as well with Dr. D, which was part of, you know, what we got into yesterday, fascinating conversation with her, about groupthink and about human psychology and how most people who want to belong so badly to a group, and I'm paraphrasing her here, so I hope I don't get it wrong, but how people who are so keen to belong will do whatever it takes to keep their membership of that group, whether it means sacrificing their own individual opinions, their own individual intellect, their own ability to rigorously and dismantle bad ideas. They will sacrifice all of that in order to be part of the group. And the group, the mob, will then carry them on their shoulders, and unspeakable acts of violence will be carried out by this mob. But it'll be okay because that person will feel a part of the group. And what it stems from is a terrible, deep-seated insecurity and lack of self-confidence. So if you ever find yourself in groupthink mode, consider that you may be at the bottom end of the confidence scale. That's what we discussed with Dr. D. Anyway, about 2-3 hours after the show yesterday, News 24 and Times, they're all big headlines about massive outrage about Gareth Cliff. Now, I went and looked on Twitter. Look, I've blocked a lot of people, so I don't see that element of the left which the media responds to, the element that was also responsive to paid Twitter, the element that very much were paid Twitter a lot of the time. In other words, a bunch of people who get upset about bullshit and are fake about everything and don't know what news actually is. I don't respond to those people because I don't see them on my timeline anymore. It's great. There was one comment.
Mm-hmm.
One. And I can take screenshots. I'll be happy to share my phone with anyone who wants to have a look. I saw one comment because I've blocked anyone who, in my mind, doesn't have credibility anymore. Not blocked, but muted. So I don't have to see this. I don't block anybody. But it's muted, so I don't have to get upset about stuff that isn't real. We should all do this. It's a very healthy way to live. Look at how happy I am this year compared to last year. So I see one comment on Twitter, and then I go to my Instagram post, the one that caused all this outrage, according to the media.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, Mubs, there must have been 80-odd comments last night, and four at a maximum, were from people who were upset or people who thought that there was an actual valid point to this, that it was more than just a joke and needed to be taken seriously. Four. So when News 24 and Times Live tell you huge backlash against Gareth, what are they talking about? Are they also misleading you? Who can you trust anymore?
Oh, but I mean, we found out when you left Idols last year that headlines can definitely be very misleading, especially when the headlines are completely false.
And somehow, because when they involve me, they just, hyperbole is completely a part of the package. I think that these guys are in big trouble. I think that people have just, first of all, there isn't enough real news going on. And if there is real news, it takes a lot of work. Like things like state capture are hard things to do because you have to go and research them. You have to speak to the parties involved. You have to attend court. You have to make an effort to make sure your facts are correct because there is a price to pay if you don't. So it's much easier to come up with a bullshit story, an entertainment story online, and extrapolate that and say it's true even if it isn't. And let paid Twitter and fake Twitter disseminate this thing around so that you can get some clicks on your article. You have to be among the lowest hanging fruit on the tree to fall for this stuff. And that is why, again, I got to say to this audience that we've got, this channel was never meant to be a place where we talked about me and the media. It was never meant to be a place where we discussed anything that didn't affect you directly in your life. News, things that are happening in the world, whether it's TV shows we're all watching, whether it's some big story that has us all involved. Those are the things we wanted to get into and discuss the real philosophy behind what works and what doesn't. What it means to have success, what it means to have failure, what it means for a country like ours to evolve. Those are the conversations I think we all want to have. Instead, we find ourselves bogged down in manufactured outrage about stuff that actually none of these people are going to get up and march. Let's give credit to the women who marched. They got up and marched. None of these people are going to get onto the streets and march about any of the stuff that they're supposed to be so upset about. They won't. They've got things to do at home, like eat. So come on. What are we dealing with here? Absolute rubbish. We've all got to turn our backs on this stuff before it becomes too late, before it dumbs us all down, drags us all backwards, and forces us to stop paying attention to reality. Reality is something you cannot disavow. CliffCentral.com